Hey, Prime members, did you know that you could be listening to this show ad-free on Amazon Music? With Amazon Music, you get access to the most ad-free top podcasts. Avoid the ads and start listening today.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, March 30th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. Russia's main security agency says that it has detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich for what is described as espionage. Gershkovich is a U.S. citizen and member of the journal's Moscow bureau. He's accredited to work as a journalist in Russia by the country's foreign ministry. He was detained in Ekaterinburg while on a reporting trip. The journal vehemently denied the allegations from the FSB and called for Gershkovich to be released. Gershkovich appeared in court with a state-appointed defense attorney and was ordered held in custody until May 29th. That's according to Russian state news. Gershkovich's detention and espionage charge mean the case is likely to become a high-level diplomatic issue. The U.S. Army says that 9 U.S. soldiers died when 2 Black Hawk helicopters crashed during a training exercise last night at Fort Campbell Military Base in Trigg County, Kentucky. The 2 crews were flying after dark and using night vision goggles. The Fort Campbell facility houses the 101st Airborne Division and sits on the Kentucky-Tennessee border, roughly 60 miles northwest of Nashville. And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says China wants to be at the top of a new world order, with Beijing at its center. The top EU official said in a speech today that the European Union must be more assertive in defending its security and economic interests, including possible EU-wide controls on outbound investment. She also said that the EU must continue to engage with Beijing, but needs a strategy for, quote, de-risking its relationship and dependencies on China. Von der Leyen is set to visit China next week with French President Emmanuel Macron. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.